I'd like to share with you how the Lord Jesus Christ has changed my life. I was reared in New York City, and at an early age, at the age of 15, I started taking drugs. I was just a simple person. I didn't really have any special purpose in life at the time. I tended to lean toward the hippie way of life because I thought they spoke of love and peace and the inner things. I knew that material things couldn't satisfy me. I didn't come from a wealthy home, but I had all my needs were met by my parents. But yet, I longed for people to love me. I just wanted to be loved and understood. And I got very rebellious, and I left home when I was 18. At this time, I met several other hippies, and I lived with them. I met these hippies in a park one night. I didn't know them very well, and I moved in with them and my boyfriend Tom at the time. There in this apartment, we took many drug trips, and I went through many changes about who I was and what was my purpose here on earth. It was really something I wanted to find out. I longed inside to know why I was here on this earth. I believed that there was a God. I believed that there was a reason for me being here, but until I found that reason, I couldn't have contentment. I didn't want many things in life. I lived in a pair of jeans and had a knapsack on my back when I was going to travel somewhere. In fact, one time we were on our way to California. We were supposed to leave the next morning, and the night before, my friends had taken an LSD trip. I was 18 at the time, and I was very afraid of leaving all my surroundings, leaving my family, leaving my friends, and just taking off to all the way across country. And at this time, one of these girls went insane. And this really shook me up because I saw that these people who I had put all my trust in didn't really have the answers either. They were confused too. People always thought I was a happy person. I always had a smile on my face. And I didn't really walk around as if I had a lot of problems. But every time I was alone and I would look over my life and I would meditate on the person that I was, I knew that I wasn't happy with who I was. At this time, my boyfriend, Tom, got very disgusted with the life in New York City, and he took off. And I was all alone at this time. I had time to think about who I was. And I went back home after I had left at 18, and my parents went to Europe, and my boyfriend left the city. And someone had given me a gospel, and I started reading it. I didn't understand very much. I thought that the Bible would have the answers, I guess because I had been trained that the Bible was God's word, although I really only assented to it mentally. And then my boyfriend called me up and said that he was on an island. He was on a place where there was an island of love, and that I thought he was with another bunch of hippies. I got very jealous at the time. I was a very selfish person, and I wanted to be there. I didn't know that it was an island where there were Christians, people who really had met Jesus Christ and had a new life. Jesus Christ came into my life the very next morning after I arrived on that island. Tom had told me that if I would open my eyes and my ears and my heart, that God would speak to me and I would learn the truth. Many times I had heard about Jesus Christ when I was little, but I never really met him as a person, as a real living being. And I met God that morning, and when you meet God, you know it. He changed my life completely. He took away all my sin, which had bound me. I thought that if I left home and I was an individual, had all the freedom, no restrictions on my life, that I would really be happy, but I wasn't content. Then when I met Jesus Christ, the Bible says, "If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." The things that once bound me, the things that I once was a slave to, though I wouldn't admit it before, now hold no longer a cord upon my life. And I have found that the things, the natural things that I wanted, the inner things that I long for, are found in Jesus Christ. The peace and the contentment that you hear about so much can only come from having your sins taken away and having forgiveness, which only God can give. After I was saved, I met someone who was the president of a college. He spoke with my boyfriend Tom and I at the time, and we decided that we should go away and learn about the Bible and get away from the environment that we had been in. We knew that we weren't strong enough at the time to go back to New York. I went away to college for 4 years, and I majored in Christian education. I majored in this because I knew that I would be on the mission field one day. I didn't know where God would send me, but I knew that I wanted to be telling people about him and what he could do for them. Now, my husband and I are laboring in New York City as missionaries, where we have a very long-range vision of starting a Bible school, a drug center, many churches throughout the city, which is such a great need. And also, God has blessed our home already. We now have a little girl named Stephanie. I know that God could have had her been deformed because of the drugs that we used, but he sent us a lovely little girl. Every day, the Lord has been faithful to meet our needs as missionaries there.